Blog Talk Radio.
Popping bottle after bottle, model sure to follow. Anti-denims, artful dodgers, crystal spilling, pocket full of dollars. Wrist don't blink, you're fucking with a baller. Ballin' like Jim Jones up in Harlem. Bottles of that rosé, the life of the party. Let's toast to the moment, might not see tomorrow. VIP jumpin', she can roll if she swallows. So much swag, poppin' tags at the mall. The homie so fresh, smoking good, living hard. G650, I'm soaring on them cuz. Just touchdown the day, be in Amsterdam tomorrow. Flight after flight, live the life of a boss. When she's down for the night, I'll be gone in the morn. Champagne life, yeah, I'm something like the dawn. Louis 13, take a shot at the bar.
Getting money, fucking wild bitches, yeah. Living that shit, 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 living that shit.
In the fifth. Only thing hollow is the shells in the clip. Don't start nothing, won't be nothing. She around us, tryin' be something. Velvet rope, red carpet event. Thugs turn the stars, throw the car in these tents. Open the mouth wide, call a big shot filler. Started kissing on me like my name Jason Phillips. Bartender rewind and shots at the killer. Hill up, will up, ATV that nigga. Hard work pays off, acts made off. 30 bottles of rolls, let's have a spray off. My body a target, my aim is superb. Trying to bust off like a cheddar bob herd. This the life we live, till we DC. Just doing my numbers like a receipt.
Another great show. It's your man DJ Big Stu, my co-host in the building, my partner in crime, Drinks on Russ in the building.
What's up, everybody? What's up, everybody? How everybody doing? What's up, Big Stu? How you doing today?
Man, I'm doing real good, man. Real good, man. You know what I'm saying? Everything is going fine, man. You know, we got a lot of good things going on. You got some drinks that you're going to talk about, and our guest is in the building. You know what I'm saying? The homie Certified is in the building. What's good, homie?
What's in it? What's in it, man? How y'all feeling up there?
Man, we're feeling good.
We doing okay.
Thank you for coming to the show, man. We appreciate you coming to the show, man. We know you're taking time out your busy schedule to come talk with us, man. We thank you for coming through.
Already, fam. I just appreciate y'all. You know what I'm talking about? I got to show love and love to do. You feel me?
No doubt. Let the people know where you're calling from, fam.
Man, I'm calling from the ARK, man. It's ASAP Mo, you hear me? Down here in Forest City, Arkansas. I'm a Southern cat, you hear?
Now, how long you been doing your thing in the game, man? How long you been grinding?
Right now, man, on a professional level, I said I've been grinding 5 years strong, man, going towards the 6 year. You know, I've been doing it on and off since I was a youngin', but getting serious about it, you know, I've been 5 years strong, you know?
No doubt. Who are some of, like, the cats that influenced you to get into the game?
I'm from the 80s, baby, so I'm going to go back to the day, you know what I'm talking about, when, you know, when Goody Mob and it was jumping, you know, K, mm-hmm. when Jigga was jumping out there, just watching them and seeing what they done went, came through and what they accomplished today, It just inspired me. Pretty much all life itself inspired me to do it because I feel like I got a story to tell.
No doubt. There's a lot of cats out there that be saying, you know, a lot of stuff from the dirty come out the sounding the same. What you got to say to them like that's going to be different for Certified? What's Certified going to bring different to the game?
I mean, you know, I feel like right now the art of storytelling is missing in the game, man. So I want to bring that back, you know, let them know there's real artists that's still out here. You feel me? I mean, not no disrespect to any other artists that's out there doing their thing. I mean, it's a grind overall. But, you know, I feel like I'm just going to come back into the game, bring me, you know, bring the basics back to it, you know?
No doubt, man. Now, with the, being that you said that, I want to ask you, do you feel like hip-hop is in a decent place at this point?
Me, personally, nah, it really ain't. But like I said earlier, man, it's like everybody got a different grind. It's what they bring to their fans, and that's what their fans want, you know what I'm saying? So it's where it's at because this is what the people asking for. So, you can, like I said, you can't knock nobody else grind. You can't knock nobody else hustle. You got to just do what you do and get in where you fit in pretty much. But me being me, I feel like I want to bring back, you know what I'm saying, the art of storytelling, just telling it how it is.
No doubt, no doubt. Now, and saying that, like, you know, I ask that because, you know, a lot of cats be, you know, a lot of cats do feel that we should get back into, like, after what Kendrick Lamar said, a lot of cats felt, some cats felt he was wrong for that. Some cats said he was good for that. How did you feel about that?
Personally, you know, he was just stating how he felt, you know, and what he thought was missing in the game. So, therefore, he just spoke his opinion. And me personally, I feel like, you know what I'm saying, he entitled to that, and that was real of him, you know what I'm saying? A lot of cats scared to say what they feel these days, you know? So, I mean, he was just being himself, speaking his mind. I respect him for that.
Now, like, being from Arkansas and being an independent artist, like, what are some of the struggles you go through and what are some of the perks from being an independent artist?
I mean, the struggles I go through is pretty much convincing the DJs, the fans, you know, just the people in general that I'm different from everybody else, you know. Like, a lot of cats that get in the game, they just do it and say they rappers. Me, personally, I say I'm an artist, so it's hard to convince people of that. So, I mean, that's a struggle within itself. And getting folks to honestly want to buy your music instead of them getting it to you free. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, I mean, that's the struggle to me. And the purpose of it is, you know, I travel a lot, you know what I'm saying? I've been seeing the world lately, so, I mean, coming from where I'm from, a lot of cats around here don't do that, so that's a perk for me. You feel me? And I give, and when I get out and go do shows, you know what I'm saying, interact with the people, that's something I enjoy doing. So, you know, I guess I look at it.
Have you opened up for any artists that we heard of before?
Oh, yeah. I didn't open up from R. Kelly to Twista to Hurricane Chris. I was up in New York recently. I did the USS. I did a couple of USS Tanner shows. K. Michelle, I was open for her. Gorilla Zoe. I mean, I've been doing my little thing, man. I've been moving around a lot.
I see. You got some names. You got some names. Now, I mean, like, you got a lot of names, but one name you got is R. Kelly, man. What was that like opening up for R. Kelly? I know it had to be mad women and just a big crowd total. What was that experience like?
Man, it was love, you know. I'm a big R. Kelly fan anyway, you know what I'm saying? So when I got the call that they wanted me to come out to West Virginia doing his birthday bash, I mean, it was an honor, you know what I'm saying? It was a blessing, you know what I'm saying? Anything you do and to open up for somebody that you really acknowledge and been following since you was a youngster, you know what I'm saying? It was lovely, you know what I'm saying? It was wild, you feel me? got a chance to see a lot, open up my eyes a lot more to the game. Let me know, you know what I'm saying, it's business and it's, you know what I'm saying, you can have fun while doing business. So I respect it that I enjoyed that, fam.
Now you got the joint Pump My Fist, man. What was the inspiration behind that song when you did it?
Pretty much that's when the Jersey Shore thing was jumping off, man. You know, like, and I caught wind of it, so me and my people, we just playing around with it. So when we finally did it, it came together, you know. I mean, I changed the song up like 3 times before I actually released it. I found something that worked for me, and I stuck with it. And plus, you know what I'm saying, I want to do something. I ain't no big dancer, so I just move around, just two-step and move my arms up and down. You feel me? So real simple.
All right. Well, we got the boy in the building, man. My man certified in the building. We're going to get into this fat joint. Got my man Drinks on Russ on the side making the drinks right now. Russ is just stirring things up right now. And we're going to get into this Pump My Fist joint right now. My certified, and we're going to come back and keep kicking it with the homie Beef Stew Radio. You know how we do it. We for the stars, baby.
Rock with me.
I know you see me sweating, bitch, this is my crib. Showing all my tats on my arms and my wrists. When the beat starts going and it drops like this, I do my dance, I pump my fist. 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 Alright, okay, you see me in the club, man. Throws in and out of blood off the bub, lay. Two-stepping with my drink, I'm off the chain, yeah. With a light on, wrestler, couple beware. So if you with me, pump your fist, put it in the air. Let me see you do your dance, baby, head there. No matter how you do it, man, this your chance, yeah. Don't show a player, get a back your chair. Let me see you move, you can nugget with your beer. Pump your fist, put a twist to that move there. I see you, baby, girl, the way you drop it low, yeah. I know you keep your pants cutting that bag in your ass. Sipping my crib, showing off my tats. When the beat start going and it drops like this, I do my dance, I pump my fist. 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 I do my dance, I pump my fist.
Catered toward the clubs, catered toward the underground, do you feel that's catered towards going mainstream?
Me personally, man, a lot of music I do, I feel it's catered towards the underground. But the feedback I've been getting from my tracks lately is like, why you ain't trying to go commercial? Why you ain't, you know what I'm saying, going more to clubs? You know, like, underground and club, to me, is basically running the same category with me. But lately, I've been hearing a lot of cats like, man, why you ain't signed? Why you ain't trying to put your music out there for us, the radio and all this? Like, you know what I mean? I'm an artist that's for the people and by the people. So, I mean, what y'all want, that's what I'm going to do.
No doubt. No doubt. And now, do you got an album coming out? Like, is your,
oh,
you
yeah,
got an
sure.
Album
I'm dropping the album. I really ain't set no date for it. But I'm shooting towards the third quarter during the summertime, man. You know, like, right now it's coming up on spring, so I really want to get these singles out here, you know, get the feel of the street, see what they're really looking for and what they really want before I give them a whole album. You know, it's you got to take your time and market and make a plan before you really release an album. That's how I look at it, you know.
No doubt, no doubt. Now, you know who if you had to work with any producers or artists in the game, who are some of the cats you would work with?
Man, that's a hard question, family. You know, I rocks with those that rocks with me. So, I mean, I just really can't answer that just straight out. Just give a name out because, like, mm-hmm. my team, I'm happy with them. You know what I'm saying? They've been real loyal and they've been good to me, you know, and the production is up on point. So, mm-hmm. you know, like, me just looking for that's in the game right now, I mean, eventually it'll come, but right now, my team, we're trying to make a statement, let them know that we out here, you know what I'm saying? It's a new wave coming through, and, you know, we're trying to build our name, build our brand up. You feel me?
I could dig that. But do you have any features on the album that you plan to drop out? Like, any features, or are you just going hard dolo yourself on it?
Right now, I'm just going dolo, fam. I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying, make sure I embed my name and get my brand solid before I start, you know what I'm saying, bothering other people. Like, when I get to a position where I can bring in others, and that's when I started doing that, you know?
Mm-hmm. No doubt. Now, you said you do a lot of traveling, man. Like, you know, what's some of the challenges traveling? Like, cats out there that's never traveled and been on tour and did anything. What could you tell them, some things you could tell them to watch out for, man, when you're traveling and you're a new artist, a young artist, and you're trying to build your name?
And pretty much just watch the environment you go in. You know what I'm saying? Know how to conduct yourself whenever you leave your city. You know, ain't nobody hood harder than anybody else. It's just how you carry yourself, how you show respect to the next man, you know, and don't take no bullshit off nobody, you know, but at the same time be humble, you know what I'm saying, stay focused, know what you're going to do. It ain't a party, man, you know what I'm saying? It's a grind. It's a job, really, you know what I'm saying? But it ain't a job when you're trying to make it your career. So I mean that's the advice I got to give to him. When you go out there, man, don't go out there head first sprung. Just go out there looking to make a difference. Do what you come to do. And don't get involved with certain, you know, like, it's man, it's a lot you can get into. But as long as you stay focused and, you know what I'm saying, know what you want to do and how to do it, go do it and come on back to the crib.
Because mm-hmm. I hear a lot of cats say they run into things with promoters. You know, promoters promise them things sometimes. Have you ever ran into any of them challenges when you got to a place and the promoter didn't keep his word that he was supposed to?
Yeah, I mean, you're going to get time, but the best way I learned how to figure that out, man, make sure you get a contract with them. You know what I'm saying? Get that paperwork. When you got that paperwork, they can't go back on it.
That's what's up.
So, I mean,
that's good
make
advice.
Sure you get
that's
anything
good advice.
And when you get there, you get the rest.
Now, you got the joint Dripping Wet, man. What was the inspiration behind that?
You know, I started off pretty much catering to the ladies, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I just want to tell you how it is with the women, you feel? They like to be left wet a lot of times, so you just come out and say it.
And that's probably a good song to perform when you was opening for R. Kelly, huh? That probably fit right into the criteria.
Right. See, I ain't had that one done. Then I had another called Pretty Peach, you know what I'm saying, and Too Young. So a lot of ladies like those, but Dripping Wet went right into that category. You know, you got to make music for different scenarios, different peoples, and different times. So I try to blend in. So wherever I go, I have something I can perform.
I can dig it, man. Well, we got the boy Certified in the building. Me and my man Drinks on Russ in the building. We're going to get into this joint Dripping Wet by my man Certified, and we'll be right back. Beef Stew Radio. Y'all know how we do it.
Your body, baby, I think it's time for me to die.
man, certified as it. That's how we doing it. No doubt. Now, man, like 3 years from now, where do you see yourself, man? Where would you want to see yourself 3 years from now?
3 years from now, man, I want to see myself growing more into the business. You know, like I said, for me, it's not just about rapping. It's not about, you know what I'm saying, being in the studio. It's not about partying, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a business mind, Frank. So like any other business, man, I want to see my company grow. I want to see myself grow as an artist. You know, I want to reach different heights, different levels, touch different, you know what I'm saying, touch people with my music, you know what I'm saying, change it up every now and then. You know, that's why I want to see myself continue growing strong.
No doubt, no doubt. Now, you know, I want to touch up with something that we talked about a little earlier. Like, you definitely said, you don't feel hip-hop is in a good place. If you had to change something in yourself, one thing, what would that be?
Repeat that again, fam. I didn't quite catch that.
Like, if you had to change something in hip-hop, like we were talking about earlier with where hip-hop is at, the atmosphere, if you had to change something yourself personally and you had the power to change it, what would that be? Would you change the hip-hop game now?
That's a good question, Sam. Well, me personally, I say you can't change the thing until you change yourself. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
But if it's something in the game that I had to touch and had to change, just pretty much, like, to, man, be yourself. Personally, you know, that's the only thing I would change. Like, stop. Don't try to be like the next. Or don't try to be like the next man. Be yourself, man. Bring yourself into the game. Let them know what you're about. You know what I'm saying, if they accept it for you, then that's all that matters at the end of the day.
Mhm. No doubt. Now, overall, like, what advice can you give to just a rapper just trying to get into the game? Not just going on shows, but like, you know, going to the studio and all that. Overall, what could you give a person, and would you say it's best to become a rapper? Because, you know, everybody tries to rap now.
Right. Well, the thing I would say, man, before you get into this game, know what you're getting into. Saying, know what you want to do. Set goals, set standards for yourself. Once you do that, you know what I'm saying, you accomplish anything. But you got to be sure of yourself before you even step into the game. I mean, it's a dirty game. You really want to be honest about it. You know what I'm saying? It's cutthroat. You know, I mean, it's hard to trust people. It's hard to, you know what I'm saying, find loyalty. But as long as you know what you want to get out of it, just be sure with yourself before you even attempt to do this. I mean, you're going to get a lot of negative vibes. You're going to get some positive vibes. Just know what you can deal with and deal with it according to your standards.
No doubt. Definitely, man. Now you got the joint. Your new single. Before we get up out of here, we definitely want to talk about that. Your joint Going Nuts, man. What was the whole inspiration behind that?
That right there is like, you know, you hear a lot of trap music out these days, and a lot of cats cut corners when they speak about it. So I said, if you're going to do it, just break it all the way down. You know what I'm saying? To the Knicks, down to the Knicks, you know what I'm saying? The Grails, the House. Don't just talk about weight. Just talk about the whole game, man. You know what I'm saying? Have fun with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a laid-back, aggressive trap track that you can also play in the clubs. So, I mean, that's all I was doing, was enjoying it, having fun with it, telling my story, things I know about it firsthand. You know, it's just, I mean, it's a growing process. So, I mean, you know, just all the storytelling, just break it out and tell the whole story about it.
Now, is there anything that you want the world to know about the Kid Certified, man, that we ain't touch up on, man? Anything out there that, you know, you want to tell the world about yourself and how you coming?
I just want to the world like this up, man. Get to know me before you judge me. You know what I'm saying? Politic with me. Like, you check my social sites. That's me networking. You feel me? I got a team there that works with me, but you can reach me through that. Get to know me before you pass judgment on me.
No doubt. I mean, now, do you got any other projects, right, man, that we should know about?
As of right now, you know what I'm saying? Just continue to follow me on my social sites, man. Folks, they'll catch up with me right now. Just this project right here. Once I'm in a project, I push it so I can't push it no more. And when I start working towards another, I bring it out.
No doubt. Now let them know how they can keep up with you, man, and everything before we get into your hit single, man. Let them know how they can keep up with you and follow you and all that. All
right, check me out on Facebook at facebook.com/onecertified. That's the number one certified. You can follow me on Reverb Nation. That's Certified 365. Everything capitalized except the I's and Certified. On Twitter, you can find me at Certified FWE. Everything capitalized except the eyes again. Go to social media sites. You can check me out, man. You know what I'm saying? YouTube is the official certified. I mean, simple as that. Everything yeah. certified.
That's what's up. Now, you know we got some shows going on out here, man. You know we got to get you out here one day and rock for Beast 2 Radio Show. With me and my man, Drake Song Us.
Most of anytime you want me out, just get at me, right? You know
Yeah, I got already. A phone. I'm going to stay in touch with you. And you definitely got a home here, man. Just keep sending them joints through, you know?
Already, man. I appreciate y'all having me again, man. And, hey, we'll do more business and more networking from here.
That's what's up. So this we're going to do with y'all. We want to thank the homie for coming in the building and definitely giving us the 411 and definitely letting us rock this new single he got right here. Y'all make sure y'all come in and get up on this, man. We're going to have all the info on the website. Once again, we want to thank Certified for being in the building. This is new single going nuts. Let's do it, y'all. That was the boy certified in the building. That joint right there is definitely fire, Russ. How you like that? That's a hot joint, right?
Yeah, that was hot. Yeah, that was hot. That was real hot. That was real hot. I like that. Shout out to my man, certified and everything like that. Thanks for coming through with the interview. We're definitely going to appreciate him. We're definitely going to appreciate him when he comes to New York and do a live show with us and everything like that. But like I said, y'all, listen to your boy Drinks on Russ over here on B-Stew Radio. What the deal, Stu? How did you like the interview?
I love that. You know, I love that. I've been bumping it. You know, I've been bumping that song for a while since we got it in the building. So definitely, man, I'm glad we got the homie in the building. Definitely going to keep putting it in rotation and playing his joint. So, you know, it's all good. You know what I'm saying? Keep it underground. Keep hip-hop alive, baby. You know? Well, you got some drinks for me, Russ, man? You got some drinks
for me? Yeah. Come on, B. You know, I wouldn't be on this show if I ain't had no drinks. You understand what I'm saying? But what we're going to do, we're going to do some cocktails and everything like that, some chocolate spice martinis and everything like that. I got a young lady by the name of Miss T coming through the building tonight. You understand what I'm saying? She's going to come through the building.
I think she's already in the building, bro.
Okay, she's already in the building. And she's going to come through the building and everything like that. And once she get in the building, she's going to tell us a little bit about herself, what she's doing, because from my understanding, she's a professional bartender. And she done worked at a couple of spots here in Harlem. And she's looking for work and everything like that. And she's going to give y'all her number and everything. Miss T, is you in the building, Miss T?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. How you doing? What's going on? How's everything?
I'm fine. Everything is good. Looking for a job.
That's good. And from my understanding, Miss T, I hear that you just now recently graduated or something like that from bartending, from mixology school. Could you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, I attended the American Bartender School. That's on 29th Street and 8th Avenue. I did 2 weeks, and I became certified within all 52 states to work.
Certified in all 52 states?
That means you can serve liquor in all 52 states?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes,
deep.
I can.
Okay, cool. No problem. And my understanding is that you know how to do mixologists and you're a mixologist and everything. You know how to do these drinks and everything like that. And I hear that you got a couple of drinks for us, being that it's Super Bowl weekend. And y'all know y'all going to be having a lot of friends over and everything like that. So I wouldn't mind if you do, like, one or two drinks. What is the most popular drink that everybody is asking you about?
The pink squirrel.
The what?
The pink squirrel.
The pink squirrel?
It's a ladies' drink. Men can drink it, too, but mostly ladies drink it. It's a cocktail.
Yeah, it's a cocktail.
Well, what's in it?
Okay,
it is,
cool. What's in it?
It is white cream, almond cream, and it's regular cream, which in regular cream is just basically milk. And
okay,
it has vodka.
Okay.
The foundation
okay
base is vodka.
Okay, cool. No problem. Let me ask you another question.
Sure.
Can you give us the ingredients for, like, one drink, two drinks? I heard you say that, but how do you make up the drink so a person could drink the drink? Like, you need 2 ounces of vodka,
okay,
you need 1 ounce of milk. Tell me that.
Okay. So I'm going to give y'all three drinks. And the first drink would be the Pink Lady. It's half an ounce of gin, half an ounce of grenadine, and 2 ounces of cream. The second drink would be a grasshopper. It's half an ounce of vodka, half an ounce of white cream, half an ounce of green mint cream, and 2 ounces of cream. And the third drink would be the pink squirrel. It's half an ounce of vodka, half an ounce of white cream, half an ounce of almond cream, and half an ounce of regular cream.
Okay. Now, you just now gave me that last drink.
Yes.
What do you do? When you get this drink, you have all these ingredients in front of you. Do it goes in a chill glass? Do it go in a cocktail glass? Do it go in a champagne float? What do it go in?
It can go into some, all three of the drinks can either go into a cocktail glass, it could be chilled or not chilled, or a rock glass, which would be a smaller glass filled of ice. And with that being said, you can also, you have to take a shaker. You have to get a shaker. Well, if y'all don't have a shaker, y'all can make up your own shaker. And you fill it up halfway, you fill a shaker up halfway full of ice, and then you shake it. You mix all your liquors together and all your drinks together, shake it, and then drain it. Drink it and have a good time.
Okay. I hear you, Miss P.
Now, what's your favorite drink? Like, what's your favorite drink that you like to make all the time?
Wow. My favorite drink would be a lemon drop or a cosmopolitan or a Long Island. Well, the Blue Long Island. It has to be only blue, but it's not called a Blue Long Island to your bartender or your mixologist. It would be called AMF.
Okay. All right.
I don't know if I can. It's radio, so I don't know if I can say what it really means.
No, you can say it.
You can say it.
AMF stands for adios, motherfucker.
Wow. It gets you that drunk when you be like, adios, motherfucker. That's how drunk it gets you.
Of course.
I'm gonna have to try that drink.
It's all the same over Long Island, and we all know Long Island gets everybody drunk and nice and right. It's just blue.
Wow. Now, what's a good drink with tequila, like for tequila lovers, like for the people out there that love tequila, because a lot of people love tequila. So what's a good drink that you can make and mix with tequila at your house?
A tequila sunrise would be the best drink that anybody can make. It is made with an ounce and a half of tequila, filled up to the top with orange juice, and topped with grenadine. So it looks like an orange and red sunrise.
Okay. Let me ask you another question. Can you tell the audience out there, what is grenadine? What is grenadine used for? It's food color. It's like a colorant for liquor, but I want you to explain.
Grenadine is a liqueur. It's not a liquor. It's a liqueur, which means it's more. It has more sugar than regular liquor. It's red. It tastes like berries a little bit.
Yes.
That is what. Excuse me.
Okay. Let me ask you another question. I always say this word funny and wrong and everything because I always snap on this word. But snaps. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Excuse me. Can you repeat your question?
Huh?
Can
you tell people a little bit about what is snaps?
Snart?
Did you hear?
Is that a drink, bro?
No, that's not a drink. Snart is not a drink. It's more of a liqueur is a drink. A liqueur. It's more of a liqueur. But nobody really uses that.
Now, what's a liqueur? Like, explain to people out there that don't know. Like
A liqueur is a high sugar liquor, so it has more sugar within the liquor. And you can use a liqueur is not only for drinks. A liqueur you can use in your food, in your cake toppings, in your frostings, and so on and so forth. And it won't give you a strong taste.
Okay.
I'm glad. I just got another question. Russ, hold on. Now, I know a lot of people out there, dudes, that be drinking cooking wine. Now, I want you to explain to me. Can cooking wine be used for drinking like that?
No. Cooking wine is made for cooking. It's not, it don't have, let's say regular wine will have, like, it would be like 10 proof. Of cooking wine is more like 5 proof. Who's going to really, you know how much cooking wine you would have to drink to get drunk?
I dig it. All right.
Okay,
now,
cool. No problem.
That to drink cooking wine, going to buy that little cheap cooking wine in the supermarket, thinking you're doing something, you're not getting drunk.
Unless you're lightweight. Let me ask you one question. Let me ask you one more question, Miss T. Do you make hot cocktails? Like, do you serve hot cocktails?
Hot cocktails can be served, but most clubs and bars don't have the equipment to make a hot cocktail. Just like
because
they don't
I
have
gave out, I gave out on my last show, I gave out some hot cocktails because, you know, we just now went through a snowy season and everything like that here in New York. And I just now gave out some hot cocktails, and I had some people that hit me back up online and told me that the recipes that I gave them was kind of good.
Yeah,
so
they got good. They got good hot. Like, they have an apple cider.
Yes.
That's good. It's made with apple flavored gin and hot cider. That's a good winter drink. And it's served a couple of most of the places with restaurants serve hot drinks. Or if you at home, serve hot drinks. You can't get a hot drink at a bar or a club.
Okay, cool. So can we say this? Can we
sure.
say this? Like, there's difference with drinks. You understand what I'm saying? There's tall glass drinks. There's on the rocks drinks. There's hot cocktails. There's shotters and everything like that. Can we say, like, with the different glasses goes with the different drinks? Right or wrong?
Yes. It,
okay.
You ain't going to serve Long Island in a martini glass. You're not going to serve
right.
a zombie in a rocks glass. You're not going to be able to serve something like, you're not going to serve a margarita in a shooter because you won't get your full your full drinks.
But you will serve in a tall glass a Bloody Mary because Bloody Mary is fitted for a tall glass, right?
Yes. Bloody Marys, Long Islands,
Topples,
Zombies.
Yeah, Tequila Sunrise.
Yeah. And there's a bunch of drinks that can be served. And mostly drinks that call for more than two liquors serve in a tall glass. So each one of them drinks are serving about six liquors in a tall glass.
Okay.
Six half-ounce
drinks.
Once
the drinks go with dinner, like a romantic dinner, if you was having a romantic dinner with your boyfriend, what drink would you make?
Red wine. I would have red wine or sangria. I wouldn't really have a liquor drink. But if I had to, I would make maybe something like a gin and tonic.
Okay.
Or a Cape Cod. Yeah, Cape Cod.
What
goes
good with steak? Like, you know, what type of, like, you was cooking steak, what would be a good drink, a good, you know, liquor to have with that? Or wine, either way.
I only drink white wine. I don't drink red wine. But a liquor, probably, it depends. An older man probably would want something like Dirty Rob Roy.
A Moscato.
In liquor forms, a dirty Rob Roy would probably be something an older man would want. Like in his 60s, a man in his 40s would probably want something like, maybe for dinner, something like a slow, comfortable screw. And a younger guy, of course, a man in his 40s also might want a gin and tonic. But a younger guy, they're going to go for the regular drinks, which is like a shot of Hennessy or, you know, a shot of vodka in any flavor, something like that.
Okay.
License and all that stuff. What are your goals? Like, you know, are you planning to do your own, like, you know, how you say, like, you know, drink, not catering, but, you know, people that go around and service people at the bars or service people at parties that do drinks. Are you planning to do that or are you just planning just to go work different places?
For long-term goals?
Yeah.
My long-term goal would be to open my own place. My own restaurant without my own bar. Maybe a restaurant during the day and a hot lounge at night. I don't want to work. My plan is not to work for somebody else. My plan is to work for myself and make my own time.
That's what's up.
Catering, don't pay that much. When you owe a catering company, you know how many people you have to pay? You have to pay the people that cook. You have to pay the people that serve. You have to pay the people that bartend and clean up at the end of the night. It's not going to make you a lot of money.
That's what's up. At least you know you have a plan. I really respect the fact that you have your plan and you know what you want.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ms. Kiss.
Thank you. Nice having me.
Hi.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Well, don't worry about it. You're going to be a lot of a caller.
Okay. We have a event. Definitely want you to come and make some drinks for us at our next event.
Sure, why not? I would do it. I'm there.
Thank you for coming to the show.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, take it easy.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Yo, this your boy Drinks on Russ over here with my man, DJ Big Stu. What the deal, DJ Big Stu?
Nah, I'm ready to go get some drinks right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm a bit ready to taste. She just got me a little open, a couple of drinks that I was definitely digging. And, you know, I definitely like the fact that she has a plan for a long-term goal. And she seems to know her stuff, man. That's definitely something fat right there, you know? Wish her the best of luck.
That's what it is. Best of luck to Miss T. And, you know, we're going to have popular cocktail and mixed drinks. You understand what I'm saying? But like I was talking with Miss T, you know, being that it's Super Bowl, we got Super Bowl coming up in what? 3 more days? It comes up in 3 more days. We're going to do some martinis and everything like that. We're going to do the martinis with the Ciroc. You got to do that. And come back and talk about the tall drinks and on the rock, the reason why I asked for those questions and everything. And we're going to have the hot music. We're going to do some entertainment, right, Stu?
Yeah. Well, yeah, we got some news entertainment right now that I wanted to touch on, you know. You know, you heard about what's happened. You know, the Housewives of Atlanta, you know, Apollo and Phaedra has been going through some things, you know. Ever since he was chilling with the other crazy girl, and he got some situations where they saying that he was doing fraudulent with money. So now they were just talking about recently that Phaedra was talking about divorcing Apollo, but Apollo steps up and says Apollo Nitti is dealing with some serious legal problems that could send him back to jail too soon. And as reported recently, he was charged with bank fraud and identity theft after a woman accused him of being the mastermind behind the multiple fraudulent schemes. Which this guy, I mean, he put so many schemes up, Russ, that they were saying this dude made millions of dollars. And which was crazy, guys.
Yeah,
it's funny.
Yeah.
That he's on, you know, the basketball. He's on, I mean, not basketball, but Housewives of Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? And he's doing all this. Well, anyway, days after his arrest was confirmed, it was also rumored that Apollo and Phaedra separated for several months ago, and the couple only make public appearances for the sake of the Real Housewives of Atlanta gigs. But Apollo decided to clap back at the rumor on his Twitter account and says there's no truth to the gossip. He's basically saying that, and he says, you know, he basically said he went at a lot of people, and he's basically saying never. Me and my wife will never break up. So I don't know how true is that, but that's
but
entertainment. What do you feel about that?
Table some of the problems that's just going on with him and all these fraudulent charges. The number one, Phaedra is saying that she don't know nothing about this. She never knew nothing about it. You understand what I'm saying? That's what she's saying. She also is saying that, they base terms and everything like that. She didn't know how he was making his money. And also, one of his partners is coming forth and saying he's putting everything out there. One of his partners, I mean, is actually putting everything out there of what's going on and everything like that. And you never know, like, you know, like in the other housewives with Joe and the other one from here from Long Island, they've been charged with bank fraud and not paying their taxes and everything like that. She's also saying that, yo, I don't have nothing to do with this, and Joe may take all the weight with it. This may come down, follow, take all the weight, and Phaedra walks away from it because, which is true, she said, yeah, we were married, but I never knew what he was doing. Remember, he was a personal trainer, a wrestler, or something like that, Stu.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? So, so I don't think that she's going to be charged all the way with these charges like that, but I think Apollo is going to go down for it. Apollo's going to go down for it no matter how you look at it. Apollo's going to go down for it. So how do you feel about it? Because I'm ready to tell you, being that she don't know, we can do a top five of things Phaedra claims she didn't know about Apollo.
She knew
you
about
help me
Apollo. Because, you know, a lot of times, you know, if you listen to NeNe and all of them, when they argue, they always act like Phaedra was crooked. You know? She just had the lawyer or something bell act, but they always act like there's something shady about Phaedra. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you right.
So, you know, one time there was somebody even said she had a real past and she had a criminal record, they said. They said she got arrested and stuff like that for, you know, doing crazy things back in the day. But then
again,
she's a lawyer. She's been going to school. She's trying to be a person with the funeral home business. You know what I mean? So, you know, she's trying to get, like, a funeral license. But they actually saying that she was supposed to divorce him as soon as he gets out of prison. We don't know. But we're going to get into a Kendrick Lamar response to Macklemore, Prodigetic Text. You know, Macklemore has been criticized a lot after he won the Best Rapper Award. A lot of people, everybody in the hip-hop community has really went hard at him on that one. What you feel about the Macklemore thing?
Hey, man. The man won a fan split. People voted for him. I also got to remember, in certain regions of the country, certain music play. That Macklemore may not play over here, but over there in Arkansas and Oklahoma, that Macklemore is it. You understand what I'm saying? He won Fair Square. He apologized to Kendrick Lamar. But, hey, what you want him to do? What you want him to do? He won
it's
it.
Good that
people
you said.
Voted for it. People voted
now,
for it. Fair Square.
Now, let me tell you.
What you want to say? The voting is red now?
But check this out. Well, you know, the Grammys is not never really hooked up because he should not. Truth of the matter is, listen, he won it fair and square. Now, a lot of people think it's because it's commercial. Now, I'm going to tell you something. And a lot of the community saying that people are being mad because he's white and, you know, this and this and that. But let's keep it real. He's not Eminem. He's not talented as Eminem. He's a rapper. He had a couple of good songs, you know what I'm saying? Good songs that was commercially popular. But when you're looking at hip-hop and you're basing it on to be the best rapper, you have to go to the dudes that hit it all around, not just with the mainstream commercial. Hip-hop is a different thing. If you're talking about pop music, then that's one thing. When you talk about hip-hop, you have to be the best, and to be the best rapper, the rapper of the year, your music had to hit more than just the mainstream thing. It had to hit the underground. It had to hit the streets. It had to hit the clubs. You dig what I'm saying? And you know that yourself. When good records come out by rappers like 50 Cent up in the club.
I'm not going to lie to you. It wasn't pumping that Macklemore here in these clubs where I'll be running at. They have not been pumping. I'm telling you, they don't be pumping that Macklemore stuff out here like that. They don't.
That's what I'm
trying
to
tell
you.
They don't.
You don't hear
I'm running,
you
they
only
don't pump that Macklemore. Now, you hear that Kendrick Lamar. You hear like three different Kendrick Lamar joints.
Exactly. This is the point that I'm trying to say, and this is why the hip-hop community is mad. You know, the Grammys is based on, you know, a community that doesn't – the community that they want to get the vote is not a hip-hop community. They didn't fairly go to the hip-hop community. They went to a community that was basically a pop culture
community. And ain't about a record sales neither?
Well, they say the other one is by the record sales. The Grammy is supposed to be by the music itself. That's the Grammy. It's supposed to be by the talent and the music itself. The American Music Award, that one is supposed to be by the record sales. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So the Grammy is supposed to be about the artist, the music, and the impact the artist made on the music thing. And Macklemore in the hip-hop world hasn't made an artist impact. His song was more pop than anything. His song was actually a pop song.
So, Stu, you saying my man couldn't have got an advance check of $100,000 and went and bought up all his own CDs and put them down in the basement and made himself the number one king thing that?
Oh, he didn't have to do that because the song he did, all right, let me tell you something. He didn't have to do that for a pop song, for a popular rap song. Let's get into it because rap has so many different categories right now. That's a pop rap song. And he fitted the times, you know. It's a changing times. And the song, the main song was about, you know, talking about you could be gay, you know what I'm saying? And that's what really probably crossed the barriers for it. Because the movement that's going on with the gay rights right now, because right now, like, the civil rights movement is kind of gone. Now it's the gay rights movement. You know what I mean? Gays are fighting for their rights, like blacks and Hispanics who's fighting for civil rights. So now it's like his song, that song was a motivation, like when Curtis Mayfield used to make songs, and they used to say
yeah.
Curtis Mayfield's songs was part of the civil rights movement. You dig what I'm saying? Or James
yeah.
Brown's songs, some
yeah.
of his songs.
Yeah.
That song that
yeah.
Macklemore made was more or less a reflection to the gay rights movement. You know what I'm saying? And that's why it is big, and it is, he will say it just wasn't, like, it just wasn't, he wasn't the artist. And it's not the music he made. It's him as an artist. He didn't have an impact on hip-hop, the hip-hop community, for him to be number one. You know what I'm saying? But check it out. The good thing is Kendrick Lamar, you know, Macklemore has sent a text and apologized to Kendrick Lamar and said, listen, man, I think you deserved it. You know, I think you should be the one. Everybody in the world, you know, everybody's coming at me, everybody's hating me, but the truth of the matter, you know, Macklemore kept it real. He texted Kendrick Lamar and told him he thought Kendrick Lamar should win. Lamar did something in hip-hop that's way different than anybody. He took it to another level, another classier level that some of the guys, pioneers that's out there already, that's entrepreneurs and CEOs, they never even thought to do this. Check this out. Who knew that the world of hip-hop was so polite? Kendrick Lamar has graciously responded to being snubbed by the Grammys while Macklemore walked away with 4 trophies for the best rap album, best rap song, best rap performance, and best new artist. Remember a few days ago, Macklemore sent off a text to Kendrick Lamar saying he didn't think he deserved to win. And now Kendrick Lamar is responding to XXL Magazine saying it was well-deserved. He did what he did, man. He went out there and hustled and grind, and everything happens for a reason, and the universe comes back around, and that's how it goes. Kendrick Lamar did the right thing. He went out great. He went out gracefully. He accepted Macklemore's apologies. He said, listen, man, this is what it is. You know, you want it, this and this and that. Now, some people out there saying he shouldn't have did that in the hip-hop community. What you think, Russ?
Hey, Macklemore wanted 10 square, all right? The clubs
mm-hmm.
I go to, they don't rock that Macklemore. They rock out with Kendrick Lamar. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He wanted 10 square. I'm not going to knock him for his hustle. He won. Kendrick, he ain't win, but it's all good. It's all good in my field because I ain't no rapper. I ain't no rapper. You understand what I'm saying? So it's all good. But on that note, what's going on with your man Justin Bieber, man? They signed and they got a petition of 180,000 people. You only needed like 100,000 to have a petition
yeah.
to have this man kicked out of this country. You understand what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
me, myself, like, once you get 100,000 signatures from just anybody, you can just get 100,000 signatures from anybody. Right now, we right here in New York, we're in Harlem, New York. If we go down, 100 blocks, we'll be in Times Square, right?
Mm-hmm.
We'll be in Times Square. And we could go down there. They got all the things going off, the blocks shut off. We could get 100,000 signatures. And kick somebody that don't belong in the United States out. You understand what I'm saying? But my thing is, the president got to look at this. The president is the one, they take it to the White House, and the White House got to look at it, and the president got to have the okay on it. Do you think the president have time to be worrying about some crap with Justin Bieber when what's going on in the country today? Do you think so?
So Justin
Bieber kicked out the country?
He's what, he's Canadian or something? What is he, Canadian?
Yeah, he's from Toronto, Canada.
Okay.
He's from Toronto, Canada.
The first thing they need to do is do, before they kick Justin Bieber out, they need to lock Lindsay Lohan ass up.
Lindsay Lohan, she ain't doing nothing no more. She chilling.
Yeah, but she ain't doing nothing, but she done did enough. Dude, they ain't lock her up. She did way more. Justin had
what
a fight.
What she did, that was the biggest thing.
Justin got caught drunk driving. You know how many politicians got caught drunk driving? You know how many people got caught drunk? And I'm not saying drunk driving is good because you kill lives.
Lindsay Lohan
is a citizen.
Huh? Yeah, you're right, but Lindsay
Lohan
is a citizen. They trying to kick Justin Bieber out because he's just catching case after case. He already caught a new case in Toronto. He beat up a limo driver, so-called. They say that he came. The limo driver came at 2:50 in the morning. Huh?
He ain't running to the right group. He's a pop singer, so he's a pop singer trying to act like he's hip hop. But you know he's not that. You know what he doesn't understand is the guys he's been around. Yeah, all right, they got little entourages and stuff like that. But he ain't ran to the right beef. You know, Justin Bieber ain't getting to the right beef. When he gets to the right beef in the game, that's when he's going to understand. Like you know, when Justin Bieber have like say if he got to fight little Ray J.
Yo,
you know what I'm saying? Ray J be trying to fight. That's
You don't know how he be bugging out. Over in Canada.
Yeah,
shout out
to
all my people in Toronto. Shout out to all my people in Chicago.
Look at
him,
man.
Canada got it going on, big.
Yeah, I'm not saying he doesn't, but I'm saying just look at him, man. He has top notch security since he was like 8 years, 9, 10 years old. So you know it's a different story, B. He ain't really getting in. He's not going to the clubs that he ain't going to the hood clubs. He hasn't had no real beef. See, rappers be going to the hood clubs and getting into real beef. You dig what I'm saying? You look on YouTube and you see some of these places these rappers is performing at, and he has real. These just be where you know sometimes they go into spots where they don't even check nobody. You dig what I'm saying? And the joint is packed as hell. You know you go out of town someplace.
New York,
they search you down. You know, you go in the club in New York, you get searched down. I've been out of town doing club gigs and all that, and sometimes they clubs is out of town. They don't search dudes, man.
Dudes be all up in there, right.
All that, man. You can't do that in New York, boy. New York, people stop frisking search things for real up in here, boy.
Yeah, you're right. And on that note, by you saying that, B, shout out to the Locks, B, because with all this crap going on of them, Kendrick Lamar and this other kid and Justin Bieber and everything like that, they just like the real hip hop. They trying to, like, put, like, really, really, like, underground. They trying to make, like, it's just crazy, man. This rap game is crazy, man. Word, it is, man. It's crazy, man. When you could just come out with no contract after people don't put in footwork and everything and go on the internet and get 200,000 hits and next thing you know, you the hottest thing. What's going on, B? Internet rapping, B? What's going on, man?
Yeah.
I put work in this that ain't even getting recognized like that, man. Shout out to the Locks, man. Word up, man. Word up, man. Jada Kiss, Style T. Shout out to them, man.
No doubt. Now, one more person that Lord Jamar and Star, they don't seem to like Kanye West. You know, like Lord Jamal for the brand new game, he doesn't like Kanye West for nothing, you know. He definitely feels Kanye West and Puffy and them destroyed hip hop. He doesn't like, you know, the fact that when Kanye West wore it, he feels like Kanye West is taking like manhood away from the hip hop game, basically. One day I was watching an interview with him and he was talking about the way you see these guys sometimes, dudes is wearing things that look like dresses, you know what I mean? And Kanye West wore. Yeah, and he was like, yo, and I'm not going to lie, man, when Sadat broke this down, it was kind of deep the way he broke it down, because he was like, yo, like, you know, we always wore gold in hip-hop, but we didn't wear all diamonds on our neck, and diamonds is a woman's best friend, you know? He was like, you know, when you see dudes in the hip-hop days, back in the days, dudes used to have gold, like Slick Rick. He had big gold that might have one or two diamonds in the piece that he had. You dig what I'm saying? But it wasn't like he had his neck draped with two earrings in his ear and had his neck draped full of diamonds like a woman. You know, that's back in the day, that diamond chain like that was a woman's chain, a female's chain. And he broke it down like that, and he was saying, now you look at the models that they got, man, they got these models looking like hard in the face and all diesel, but they got the wearing skirts and female shoes, and if you look at the way they make suits these days, you ever see how most of these
shiny suits,
tiny suits, little tight suits, and all that, and it's something to think about when you dig it, when he breaks it down, you know, the suits now are looking like the women's suits that, you know, when women's wearing the pantsuits, when a woman wear a pantsuit to work, you know what I'm saying? So
you're right.
You gotta look at it, man. You gotta look at what he said, man. He's kind of deep. I'm not gonna say that it is what it is, but it's a kind of deep thing, man. That it's interesting. It really is.
It's like all the fashion boys is in one group, all the backpack crew is in one group, all the thugs is in one group. All the other thugs is in another group, and you're so right, man. Word up, you're so right. One crew got to get recognized, more recognition than the other crew, man. Word up, man. Word up, man. Shout out to Fat Joe and everything like that, because you know, like him and 50 got the hottest song out right now. Him and 50 Cent got the hottest song out right now.
My man DJ Honest and Twista and Fat Joe and my man Joey Moe, they got a hot joint too. Definitely blowing up over there in London and just going over there. My man DJ Honest.
They wasn't in the studio together to do the joint? The 50 Cent and Fat Joe new song. They wasn't in the studio to do that together because, you know, they got beef. They would have had it on in there.
Well, they basically saying that they're saying that Chris Lighty had kind of squashed that beef for them before he passed away.
Yeah.
You know, there's some people that say that Chris Lighty squashed that beef before, you know, his untimely death. He had squashed the beef between 50 and Fat Joe. And some people saying that that's the only way it got squashed because Chris Lighty was actually working with both guys. So he kind of squashed it, you know. I want to get into something else. They got another thing out here. They were saying the 9 celebrities that has a nasty attitude. Do you want to see who those people are right now, or do you want to come back and get them some music? We can go see the 9 celebrities.
Let's go with it. Let's stay here. Let's go with it, B. 9 celebrities did what?
They got nasty attitude.
Okay. Foxy Brown on that joint?
Foxy Brown
on it?
Brown, he has a nasty attitude. But,
Let's do it. What are you going to do? Is you going to do it from 1 to 9, or you going to do it from 9 to 1?
I'm going to do it from 9 to 1.
All right. Number 9. All
right. Number 9 is Nicki Minaj, they say.
Nicki Minaj has a nasty attitude?
They say Nicki Minaj cursed Mariah out like nobody's business on American Idol. She almost forgot we was watching a show for talent and not cat fights. They say Nicki Minaj
Come on, but look what they did to her for her to curse them, to curse her out.
You know, your
but,
girl
but
Riri.
Hold up, man. Okay. Number eight.
Rihanna. You know, they say Rihanna Marcor Tiana for sounding better than her, and the bad girl also accused her band out of for being offbeat, cursed her band out for being offbeat. They said that Rihanna cursed her band out one day.
Yo, dog, check this out. She had all right to curse them out because they was offbeat. If they was working for James Brown, he would have fired them. Keep it 100. If they was working for James Brown, they would have got fired. Because you know
that.
James ain't play that. You know he ain't play that. So, okay, number seven.
Azealia Banks. Light-skinned.
Ooh.
Azealia Banks, she's a new singer.
Okay.
Azealia Banks,
okay, she's
right
a singer.
Now.
Yeah, she's a singer.
Yeah, Azealia Banks, she be like, niggas are funny. Angry Bird, Azealia Banks went on Twitter rant aimed at Pharrell after her single with the artist ATM Jam was a failure to launch just like her career. So they said she flipped on Pharrell because her single that she had, ATM Jam, and he produced it and he was on it with her.
And he ain't promoted.
Well, you know, if he's the producer, let me tell you, if he's the producer, his job, if Lefty was on his label, if he's the producer, his job was to produce the song, and that's it. You know what I mean? His job was basically done. He had nothing else, and his job to do but produce the song. You dig what I'm saying? So
that
could be all different ways.
How many people cursed out the record company, cursed out the producer for doing what he did? Didn't we just now go through that with LL? It was LL and Raekwon, a Method Man, that was over there in Def Jam when your man Jay-Z took the lead and he ain't want to promote their stuff. Who was it? It was LL
and
Method Man?
Definitely was DMX. It definitely was a lot of people. It was Benny P.
Okay.
It was a lot of people
down
on Def Jam.
Okay.
It was almost everybody on Def Jam. It was almost everybody that was on Def Jam and Universal. It was almost everybody on the label that got mad. But DMX was the
Everybody on the label speaked out about it.
Prodigy, all of them, Mobb Deep, everybody in the business spoke out about it. They was all speaking on it. But DMX was the first one that said it, you know, that really said it. You know, DMX said that he told Jay-Z stopped him because he didn't want him to knock him out the box.
That's right. Okay.
But you know,
Bad Boy.
Bad Boy Records is now officially closed down.
Word? Bad Boy officially closed down?
Puffy is now moving on to different event vendors. They say he's concentrating on Revolt, his new station, his new TV station, and he's putting his focus into that. He's done the Bad Boy thing. He's made, I guess he feels he's made all the money off of that he can, but I think it's partly because a lot of good artists don't want to sign to Bad Boy because now Puffy is where Barry Gordy is at, as for where you say artists say that you robbed them, you know, even though they say you always got to read your contracts. But, you know, the fan is always going to have sympathy for the artist. The trooper is probably a good businessman, true businessman in this. But the fans will always have love for the artist because everybody always look at the artist to be the true talent, the true blood, sweat, and tears. And the record labels are just the monsters that use the artist and suck the blood dry. Dig?
Nah. Can I say this one more time? Shout out to the live. Now go on. On that note, number six. That's where we at, right? We're on number six,
Everybody should know who this guy is. Kanye West. Kanye West is always yelling and catching a fade with paparazzi and spazzed on Jimmy Kimmel via Twitter. They made up, but
Hold up one minute, Stu. I'm sorry to cut you off. Kanye West just now paid that little 18-year-old, the one that he beat up,
the day that Kim was going to the furniture store, and he was up in the furniture store, and he ran in the doctor's office and beat that little 18-year-old kid up, he gave him Shorty $500,000.
Mm.
I read it today over the internet. He's Shorty getting $500,000. $500,000? Shorty, you better pay for your college education, man. You got the money? Pay for it.
Shorty playing Kanye record now. The good life. If that was me, I'd be playing. I'd roll up to the bank playing that. What we gonna do? Good life. Well, anyway,
yeah, right,
Nicole,
man. Hey, Kanye do have an attitude.
I'm surprised he's not
number
one.
He do have an attitude problem, but you know what part of that come from, man? Kanye need a family too, man. Word up, man. Kanye need a family, man. Let Kanye make
a baby.
Mom,
and I always say this, man. He seemed to change after he lost his mom, and that could have been something deep in his life that happened to him and really reflected him. Because he was straight, he was cool, he was about his business, he was doing a lot of good things and making music, and you know he was always cocky, and we ain't mind this cockiness, we dug it. But it seemed once he got to the Illuminati phase, and once he got to a little different phase,
how you know he down with Illuminati? What the hell is Illuminati?
He's down with Illuminati, but he started preaching. You know, him and Jay-Z and them got an Illuminati, and Rick Ross, they all got an Illuminati stage. Illuminati is supposed to be a secret society, and Illuminati is supposed to be doing with a lot of blood worshiping and devil worshiping. Is when you sell your soul to the devil, and, you know, you're supposed to give a blood sacrifice. Like, you know, if you listen to it, if you read the theories of people who's talked about Illuminati, they always say there's a blood sacrifice. Somebody in your family or somebody close to you died.
Can I ask you a question? Is Illuminati something about what Tupac was talking about?
Basically, that's who Illuminati. Tupac was supposed to be one of the first people kicking about Illuminati. And then some believe Tupac got killed because of Illuminati. You know what I'm saying? Some believe that. Some believe it's the East Coast, West beef. But there's a big gender of people that believe that something happened with Tupac when he was, because, both have been some people at Death Row, Soul A Soul. And now it's coming out, this dude that supposed to have been down with Bad Boy, I don't know who it is, but one of these guys wrote a book. And he wrote a book about, it was a meeting, a special meeting where they brought all the people in the music industry, and it was a special meeting about how to start changing the gangster rappers and making them, look more feminine and bringing more feminine to the rap.
I give up. Okay, I give up. Number five.
Nicole B. Harry. She's an actress, I guess. You see her. Nicole B. Harry did her stylist, Joyce Gillard, for not washing her hands. Poor Joyce had to go to the hospital for tetanus shots plus hepatitis and HIV testing.
Wow.
Well, that's cool.
That's kind of deep right there. I can't even respond to that one like this, dude. So you take and say what you got to say. You said the diseases, B. I gotta go the other way, B. But I can't discriminate like that. So shout out to that person and everything like that. But Stu, do you have anything to comment on about it?
No, I'm gonna move on to the next one.
What's the number?
The next one is, everybody should know who this is.
Hold up. What number is it?
Number four should be.
Number four?
Number four. Now, everybody knew about this person. Between her and Kanye, they both could have easily been number one. They always had nasty attitude. Foxy Brown. The Il Nana bad attitude is legendary. Foxy decked two manicurists over a $20 bill. If you can't pay the bill, then you probably shouldn't get your nails done. That's what they were saying about her. But, Foxy Brown has had fights, has been known to spit on girls, has been known to scratch girls, have been known to do a lot of things. And Foxy Brown is number four. What you think about that?
Yo, check this out, man. She ain't mean to slap the lady over the $20. You know Foxy can't hear out of one ear. The lady was asking for the money on the wrong side. She told her you gotta go on the other side and ask for the money. The lady didn't want to do that, so she just had to juke her one time, B. But hey, Foxy Brown, yeah, she got that West Indian attitude. She'll spit on you in a minute. Yo, shout out to all my West Indian people, B. Word up, B. Because, yo, I done met. Because, you know, my family's West Indian. I done met some West Indian girls that spit on you in a minute, and it done happened to me like two times, and I had to get real on the female. They'll spit on you in a minute, dog. They'll spit on you in a minute, B. Don't think they won't, B. They will spit on you in a minute, and I'm here to tell you about that, B. But shout out to Foxy Brown, man. Word up. What's number three?
Number three is Naomi Campbell. They say don't fuck with Naomi Campbell.
Another West Indian chick.
She hit her sister with a cell phone, she hit her sister with a cell phone and allegedly blackballed Vlad Nubu, the model Lulu Zeeling. So
her joint is legendary. And Naomi Campbell ain't having it, B. Naomi Campbell used to walk around and bully models, the mother little models. So her joint is legendary, and that's no lie about her. But, yo, didn't she go to anger management? So she calmed down a lot, man. Come on, man. You know who's wild, too? But she's wild on the quiet tip. But I bet you wouldn't even got her on that list. Grace Jones?
She's an old lady now, Grace Jones.
Grace Jones is legendary at it too, B. Grace Jones, she'll fight a man. She's legendary.
Well, you know, if you go to Grace Jones, you might as well go to Eartha Kitt. She was fighting. She was the first one.
She don't seem like she was all that mean.
What? Back in the day, they said Eartha Kitt.
How she used to
Catwoman.
Do that?
They said Catwoman was something else in her day, man.
Yeah, you know Catwoman was something else in her day?
Yeah. They said she was something else, bro. A little bit before our time.
What's number two?
Richie Incognito threatening to murder Jonathan Martin's family and put some feces in his mouth. The football player that was supposed to be bullying the other football player?
The football player that was bullying the other football player, Richie Incognito. Okay, I can't really comment about the football player because he was in the locker bullying the other one. What goes on in the locker room supposed to stay in the locker room, right, Dyke? I got my man Dyke right here. You ever been bullied in the locker room? You never been bullied in the locker room? You lying. That's a man lying to y'all. You never been bullied in the locker room?
They try to.
And what happened?
You don't go
for that. Oh, okay, cool. He said you don't go for that. Okay.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? I might be a little bit, but it's not to that extent. And to go that far with, it's never no fear. It's like, okay, I'm here. I'm a new one. I'll be the new one for a little while.
Yeah.
So you might have to carry bags. You might have to get donuts. You might have to do whatever. But at the end of the day, you want to
clean chalk straps?
Like,
it was going past your manhood. It was like, this is new. All that past your manhood is new. If you're a dude, you're not going to stand for that.
Okay.
So do you think
what
Richie
Incognito did was right or wrong? I can't say if it's right or it's wrong, but I wouldn't have did it like that because it would have never got to that point. We can smash that and like early.
Okay.
Like we're not going for that. And that's what it is. In the locker room, they test you to see if you're with them. You let them test you enough, they'll think, okay, I keep pushing the limit. Some dudes, they stand up for themselves. They're like, yo, all right, I can do so much, but you're not going to do that. And that, in the locker room, that's what it is, how much a dude can stand. Because some dudes is tougher than other dudes. I mean, everybody is tough, but everybody is tough. It's like some dudes say they're from the hood. Just because you grew up in the hood don't mean you're from the hood.
All right.
There's a difference.
All right.
And that's the thing about these sports. These sports people, they get shunned a lot of times from all the stuff that's going on in the hood from the hood.
All right. And that's my man, Diaper Man. He pulled out the new big word, shunned it.
Diaper Man in the building.
That's right. That's my man, Diaper Man. For all y'all don't know, man, my man, Diaper Man was a street ball legend. He was in college ball and everything like that. He's sitting here right now watching the game, and I had to walk all the way in the green room just to ask him that question. Who's winning, Dice? Golden State. Thank you. All right. Back to you, Big Stu. Number one.
Guess who's number one? She's going to be shocked who's the number one celebrity that has a nasty attitude.
Okay, who's number one?
Keisha Cole.
Oh, man, come on.
Keisha Cole's accused Michelle from Destiny's Child of messing up her groove doing the Destiny's Child Super Bowl performance. They kissed and made up, but mean girl Keisha knew that Michelle couldn't take that.
Come on, man. Not Keisha Cole, man. Keisha Cole got a little bit of dirt on her, man. If it's true or not true, it's a legend. You understand what I'm saying? Remember the thing on the internet they were saying Keisha Cole was giving homeboy blah, blah, blah?
Uh-huh.
If it was her, it's a legend. It's a legend. Let's make sure we do that because you know the people upstairs, they listening to the show. They'll have that phone ringing in a minute. Word, so it's a legend. It's a legend. Let's make sure I get it out there. But come on, man. I can't blame Keisha Cole, man. Word, I can't. And you know what's so funny about it? Like, I listen to Keisha Cole. I like Keisha Cole, but then there's King Michelle. Do they sound similar to you?
Yeah. They kind of similar. I mean, you know, but you know, Keisha Cole says that King Michelle is trying to be like her. King Michelle says that she was out for, you know, they remind you. They got the Southern girl style. They got the look. They got the same. Yeah, they're real similar. But Keisha Cole can, you know, they both can sing, but I don't know if K. Michelle could catch up with Keisha Cole. I don't know.
Well,
some people feel Keisha Cole
can. Let her drop one more hot album like that and do a Beyonce move. Nah, she can't do a Beyonce move.
She was hot, though. Keisha Cole, when she was out, she was hot. I think, you know what happened to Keisha Cole? The reality TV show showed too much of her. You know what I mean? And, like, a lot of people started looking at her different. The reality TV show showed too much of her life, you know?
Yeah, that's true,
I think
too,
that's
man.
What really happened.
But yo, man, being that you was talking about reality show and we was talking about Atlanta Housewives, right?
Uh-huh.
I've been puzzling my mind. I've been puzzling my mind to come up with, like, a top five thing. The reason why Phasia never looked at Apollo as him to be doing fraudulent things.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't come up with five. You might could fill in three or two, but I came up with something. These are the top five reasons why Phasia never checked in on Apollo. Money, because she assumed that he always was getting money until all this stuff popped up about him, right or wrong.
Uh-huh. Yes, I agree with you.
He told her he made his money.
He betted $1 million that Obama wouldn't win the presidency, and he did. So he told her that's how he made his money. So, you know, if you bet $1 million on that type of bet at Vegas, you know, you would win by, what, $2 million, $3 million?
Uh-huh.
Right?
I mean, that sounds like
you following me? Huh?
Yeah. That,
okay. What else? Have another one.
Bro went to jail back in the days, hustling. You know, they was claiming there was some people that says he was like a gangster. You know what I'm saying? There was some people that says that. And,
yeah.
Who knows, man?
I just had a good funny one. Oh, here it is. He told Xavier that he's the illegitimate son of Oprah and Tyler Perry. So I'm rich, bitch.
Well, Tyler Perry is nobody's son. You know, Tyler Perry got issues, boy.
Nah, we're not even going to go there, man. Let's leave that alone.
That's
man. Word
show.
Up. Let's leave that alone.
That's another show.
I just wanted to do a little joke, man. Word up. I just wanted to do a little joke, but that's all good. But, yo,
what else you want to say? Tomorrow night, Kay Nicole got Miss Nikki, female MC, that's been doing her thing, chilling the airwaves real hard. Kay Nicole has Miss Nikki tomorrow night, and Miss Nikki definitely, she's been on Kay Slade's show. She's definitely did a song with Master P's Mia X. She got a song out right now. Her single got the Mia X that was on Master P joint. You know Mia X that was down with Master P and them, and the soulful singer Shawana. Shauna, you know what I'm saying? That was down with. I remember Shauna was down with. I forget what crew she was down. I think she was down with actually Jimmy Henchman, if I'm correct. Shauna, and she's down with Jimmy Henchman and the Henchman, if I'm correct. But she'll be in the joint tomorrow night with Kay Nicole, and me and you gonna have.
Why you can't play my song right now?
Actually, I didn't bring it with me. I don't know, you know what, man? I might, you know what I'm saying?
You didn't DJ. What's going on?
You know what I'm saying, dogs? I be coming with certain joints, man, you know what I'm saying? But we're going to get into some music. I'm going to play a joint before we get out of here. But before the end of the show, I'm going to play a joint.
Don't worry about it, man. You my boy.
No, I got you. I'm going to play a joint before we get out of here. You know what I mean? You know, I be having my show set, you know what I mean? You know, I be doing it. I try to make it all match. But we're going to get into some nonstop music right now, Gus. You did?
Yeah. Why don't you, if you can, play my song first, and then you can just get and just play some music, and then we'll come back with more drinks. I got martini drinks.
I got to look at the crates, man. So before we shut the show down, I will definitely play her joint. All right?
All right, cool. Then I'm going to come back with some martini drinks. I got some martini drinks. Like I told y'all before, it's going on Super Bowl Sunday. We're 3 days away. So, you know, people are going to be asking you to come to their house to watch the Super Bowl and everything like that. And, you know, us black people, we always take some liquor to another person's house because, you know, that's what everybody wants. So I'm going to give y'all five martini drinks dealing with Ciroc. Regular vodka, Ciroc, blue bottle, and then me and Stu going to do some more entertainment and have some fun here over on B-Stu Radio. It's your
and
boy Drinks on Love.
I will play this song on that's going to be a few. But let's get into this music, Russ. 40 minutes.
Shout out to my man, Will Track.
Exactly. Let's do it, B-Stu.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy Medallion. Shout out to my homie DJ Big Stu all the way in NYC getting that money playing my new single. Beat that back. Tune in. Let's get it.
Yeah. Turn up. Turn up. Turn up. Turn up. for my high heels, sundresses, tight jeans and them tight leggings. Play hard, she keep me guessing. Talking shit every time we texting. I'm working hard, could you see I'm stressing? Keeping nasty every time we texting. Take it off, I wanna see you naked. Hit it in the mirror, you can see me flexing. Hold on, let me take this love. I love that smell with that tempo. I love it when you let the thong line show. And then you hit the flow, then you hit, bro. Shout out to my ghetto girls with them boy shorts and that tank top. Shout out to the girls that talk a lot, but when you take it deep, they tell you to stop. Give me the signal when I hit the spot. Pop a bra when I'm in the slot. Then I kiss the neck, then I kiss the back. Then I lift the dress, so you should know what's next. You know I beat that, beat that back. Beat that, beat that, beat that back. You know I beat that, beat that back. Beat that, beat that, beat that back. You know I beat that, beat that back. Beat that, beat that, beat that back. You know I beat that, beat that back. Beat that, beat that, beat that back. You know I beat that back.
Not one, not two, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven, not eight. With so many hoes, who do I choose? All of them bad, so a nigga can't lose. But I got a question for y'all. Do you have rules? Cause I like my hoes by the two. Add me in, it's a three. If you love D, then you gotta say me. Ain't talking about the red, but can I get a church? Be killing that pussy well, can I get a hearse? When I'm buzzed, I'm clutch like a purse. Game so tight, I'm such a jerk. Send my jeans so my feelings never hurt. Looking for a shit, then we might not work. I'm all about the puss, don't care about your look. Fucked a couple times, that's all it really took. She all on my dick, man, got this bitch hooked. She said I sold her heart, now I'm looking like a crook, crook, crook. And these hoes try to get between us, making my dick a motherfucking genius. But I'm all about the sack, nigga, while I hit it from the back.
You know I beat that, beat that back. Beat that, beat that, beat that back. You know I beat that, beat that back. Beat that, beat that, beat that back. You know I beat that, beat that back. Beat that, beat that, beat that back. You know I beat that, beat that back. Beat that, beat that, beat that back. You know I beat that back. Beat that back. Beat that, beat that, beat that back. Can you see I'm flyer than I ever been? You can bring a friend, we can get it in. You a bad bitch, you a super 10. Drink a Red Bull while I'm sipping here. Goddamn, your body so heaven sent. You a freak, why you act so innocent? She say she in love with the president. The way she pop and make a nigga pay a rent. It like them McCoy, you would think I invented. I keep my head down like I fix her engine. I come if it's good, I admit it. I get it, I get it, don't stop till I finish. I hit it for hours, she coming in minutes. I see her leg shaking, I know that I'm winning. I take it real deep, so I know that she feel it. She tell me I'm in it, I know that I'm in it.
Bitch. Yeah.
Yo, what up? It's the kid, Lil St. Louis, giving a big shout out to the station, Big Stu Radio, and to the host, K. Nicole, and DJ Big Stu, and to all the Block Club DJs.
I just fucked up my throat. I can't cook. I can't cook. Man, this shit ain't bouncing back. Now I'm shook. I can't lie. OG, look, I'm a brook. What's that recipe? I can't get out of book. I just fucked up my throat. I can't cook. I can't cook. I just fucked up my throat. I can't cook. I can't lie, OG look, I'm a rook. I can't lie. What's that recipe? I can't get out of book.
I just fucked up my dope. Trying to stretch. Dropped the 14. Lost me a seven. My comeback show. I cannot cook. OG, what's the move? I can't lie, I'm a rook. Okay, this ain't no good look. I'm nervous to shoot. My brain to pin. Need money on this book. This a chance I took. When I know I can't cook, should've paid me a nigga just to cook me a cookie.
I just fucked up my throat. I can't cook. I can't cook. Man, this shit ain't bouncing back. Now I'm shook. I can't lie. OG, look, I'm a rook. I can't lie. What's that recipe? I can't get out of book. I just fucked up my throat. I can't cook. I can't cook. I just fucked up my throat. I can't cook. I can't lie, OG look, I'm a rook. I can't lie. What's that recipe? I can't get out of book.
Okay, now this ain't my lane. And I ain't no lame. Ether or base. Can't whip up my chain. Can't take me no loss. Don't get this shit off. Can't fuck with that fault.
go sell this shit soft. Yeah, we got that raw. Go get you a straw. Come catch you a drain. Come sniff you a ball. You smoke or you snort. You know how it works. Don't say hard, yeah. Cause it's powder twerk. I just fucked up my goat. I can't cook. Man, this shit ain't bouncing back. Now I'm shook. I can't lie. OG, look, I'm a wolf. What's that recipe? I can't get out of book. I just fucked up my goat. I can't cook. I just fucked up my goat. I can't cook. I can't lie. OG, look, I'm a wolf. What's that recipe? I can't get out of book.
I got a J in the kitchen, I got a brick on the counter. Got a play in St. Louis, that work come from Atlanta. I got a chopper in Memphis, pounds of cushion in the trunk. 100 rounds on the cement, I swear that ain't what you want. That bacon soda, my savior, please excuse my behavior. 20 blocks from a plug, that what I call a favor. Quarter meal on the couch, quarter meal on the table. 5 mil in the stash, don't give a fuck about a label. I drop that yay in the plate, cut it up with a razor. Is you in front of the cop and you independent or major? Lil St. Louis, what poppin'? We street niggas, we guapin'. Before they kill me, a lot me up, but to God, I ain't stoppin'.
I just fucked up my goat, I can't cook. Man, this shit ain't bouncing back, now I'm shook. I can't lie, OG, look, I'm a wolf. What's that recipe? I can't get out of book. I just fucked up my goat, I can't cook. I just fucked up my goat, I can't cook. I can't lie, OG, look, I'm a wolf. What's that recipe? I can't get out of book. Take me to school.
What it is and what it do, it's your favorite independent artist, certified of Freshwork ENT, and we going nuts with DJ Big Stu and two co-hosts, K Nicole and Drinks on Russ. So get your mind right or get left.
Yeah. They got the streets on lock.
The streets on lock.
Why do you complain about the bullshit that don't matter?
Why are you not answering your phone? Goddamn phone. That's what you
need. If I don't make you happy, tell me why you tryna be in my world. I'm too grown to just keep playing all these games that you play every day.
Yeah,
oh yeah. Girl, all your bullshit drives me crazy. So basically, I'm saying that's a deal breaker. Why you keep yapping all the time? You're driving me out of the car. Oh girl, it's a deal breaker. Nothing's ever right, I say, or do you just complain?
Oh,
I'm like, oh, okay. Why can't I be the breaker? Why can't you just be cool? Instead you act a fool, so cruel.
No, I can't take it no more.
Cause I can't take it,
I can't make it no more.
All that bullshit that you do is just a deal breaker.
Like, why you always playing on my motherfucking phone?
I really ain't got time for this, girl, I'm just too grown. And you're way too old to act 16 years old.
What the?
I'm starting to get beside myself, but I'm off of someone else. I can't stoop to your level. Thought you was on my level, but you can't do no better. That's the deal breaker.
Rehab, I won't go. Oh, hospital,
got that crack. I got something that I like to say. You got me feeling some type of way. I've been thinking about you night and day. So maybe we could just fly away. So I'ma just put myself out, chill. You can't love without fear. Ain't no sunshine when you gone like some clouds here. All in the way and shit, but you the dopest. Make it hard to focus, but you still give me strength. Even when I feel it's hopeless, you the reason why I wrote this. I wonder if you notice, days without you is when the nights are the coldest.
Rehab, I won't go. All highs, no love. Your love's my blow. You got me thinking about it all. You got that crack, baby.
Yeah.
You got that crack.
So sincere when I was spinning, yeah. Sweet nothing, nothing else can compare. As long as you can hear and everything is clear, I promise and I swear I will always be there. And I ain't going nowhere, not without you. Everything about you make a nigga proud too. Say that you the one, but without two. But between you and me, we could probably make threes. The math chemistry, I really don't know. But I have a tendency to just go with the flow. I just plant the seed and I watch the grow.
Rehab, I won't go. All highs, no lows. Your love's my blow. You got me thinking about it all day. Ooh, I wish that I can have you always. You got that crack, man. 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 You got that crack.
Lock club.
I wasn't born last night. I know these hoes ain't right. But you was blowing up her phone last night. But she ain't have a ring or not her ring on last night. Ooh, nigga, that's that nerve. Why give a bitch your heart when she rather have a purse? Why give a bitch an inch when she rather have nine? You know how the game goes. She be mine by halftime. I'm the shit. Ooh, nigga, that's that nerve. You all about her and she all about hers. Birdman, Junior, and this bitch, no flamingos. And I done did everything but trust these hoes. She be fuck with.
When a rich nigga want you, and your niggas can't do nothing for you. Broke nigga bitch, I can make a broke bitch rich, but I don't fuck a broke bitch. Got a white girl with some fake titties, I took her to the bay with me. Eyes closed, smoking marijuana, rolling up that Bob Marley, I'm a ride. She wanna do drugs, smoke weed, get drunk. She wanna see a nigga trap, she wanna fuck all the rappers.
Like me, I had your bitch on tape though. I've been knowing not to trust these
these hoes, I get bread, get heads, and fuck these hoes in that order. Don't switch it around, relationships changing so different now. No high school sweetheart, this bitch is pimping. All these opinions, women on women, licking them titties, sex in the city, hella Instagram likes, but you ain't pretty, bitch.
Come on, come on, girl, why you frontin'? Baby, show me something. When I call her, she gon' leave, and I bet the bottom dollar she gon' cheat.
Time out, cause when we up in that bed, get the grip and that spread. I get the pulling that hair, you get the biting that lip. Oh, but what I want right now, I want you to
lean on me.
Tonight I'm trying to go driving in that
deep on me.
Put that on everything, everything.
All I need
for you to back it up on me, tell ya. And I'ma put it down till you're screaming now.
I can't feel my legs screaming now. I can't feel my legs screaming now. I can't feel my legs screaming now. Ooh, that's the birthday, yeah. I can't feel my legs screaming now. I can't feel my legs screaming now. I can't feel my legs screaming now. That's the shit right there, yeah.
Hey, hey, hey.
That's the shit right there, yeah.
That's that shit right there. See, I'ma kill it from the front, kill it from the back. Give it to you like I'm fresh out of jail. Girl, you know what I mean. And when I feel you locking up, I'ma give you that smack. How you holding on tight till I feel your nail. Ain't a promise, it's a guarantee. And I want you to
lean on me.
Tonight I'm trying to go driving in that
deep on me.
Put that on everything, everything.
All I need
for you to back it up on me, tell ya. And I'ma put it down till you're screaming now.
I can't feel my legs screaming now. I can't feel my legs screaming now. I can't feel my legs screaming now. Ooh, that's the right thing, yeah. I can't feel my legs screaming now. I can't feel my legs screaming now.
That shit right there.
You know exactly where to start. You know exactly where to start. Baby, when you touch me there, that's my favorite part. It's just the little things you do that make me feel it in my heart. The way you put it down, I love when you talk.
That shit right there.
Oh, I'm screaming out.
Right there.
yeah. We back, Russ. We're good, Russ. We back, man. Russ got some Jamaican music playing in the background. Oh, that's me playing some music. What's good, Russ? Drinks on Russ is in the building. DJ Big Stu's in the building. Definitely want to give out some shout-outs right now, man. We definitely in the building. Want to give a shout-out to my man Tony Stans. Want to give a shout-out to, you know, my man Mo Money, definitely dropping this mixtape. Definitely got some big things going on. Big shout-out to Will Porter. Shout-out to the artist. And, you know, oh, we definitely got to give a real big shout-outs, man, to legendmixtapes.com. Make sure you go over there and check them out if you want to see all the hottest mixtapes. Make sure you see my peoples at legendmixtapes.com. Y'all go over there and do that, man, for sure. Go on Facebook, like them on Facebook, join the group or whatever, legendsmixtapes.com. So what's going on, Russell Brush? Are you there with me?
Yeah, I'm still here with you, man. Let me do a little bit of this, too, man. Shout out to my people over at Backdoor Entertainment, my man CB and everything. Shout out to my man DJ Crip. Shout out to my girl, Miss Prissy. Word. Shout out to her because she getting in all her studio time. I'm watching. My boy on boards. So many people, man. Yo, my man, Don Brackens. I just now got a CD from, remember I told you about the party last week, February 2nd? Well, one of the kids that's rolling with the Sadat X, and I told you about the Brucey B, the party that's coming up February 22nd. My man that I roll with, he just now came out with his own new independent album. January 23rd, and I had forgot all about it. Well, shout out to my man James, my whole Queens crew, that whole, what is it, Francis Lewis Boulevard, all of them over there, because that's where he's from. You know what I'm saying? And that's, as the days go on, I'm going to tell y'all about it. You understand what I'm saying? Shout out to, it's just so many people, man.
South
but
Jamaica.
Anyway, man. Huh?
That's South Jamaica team. That's Jamaica
Queens,
right?
Yeah, that's Jamaica Queens. Yeah, shout out to all of them over there and everything like that, man. It's so many things that's going on, man. But, you know, I got to keep this moving because we don't got that many minutes left. You know, my main drinks on Russ, and I come through here because, you know, we 3 days before the Super Bowl. So, you know, we got to give up these drinks and everything like that. And I wanted to do some Ciroc martinis. I wanted to do, Stu. Would that be okay?
All right. And I got your girl's song, too, so we can end with her song.
Okay, you got the song that I was asking you about.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, cool. No problem. Thanks a lot, DJ Big Stu. No problem. But like I was saying, you understand what I'm saying? We're coming down to Super Bowl, and this is it right now. This is crunch time and everything like that. So I want to hit y'all off with some Ciroc martinis. I guess I'll give up three of them real quick, right? You understand what I'm saying, Stu? And this is from Drinks on Russ and Beach Stu Radio. Please drink responsibly. Alright, please drink responsibly. The first drink that I'm going to give up tonight, it's a Ciroc French Martini. This is used with Ciroc vodka, alright? And this is for one serving, alright? This is for one serving. I usually do drinks for four servings because I usually have my man Stu up in here, but we're on crunch time, right, Stu?
Yes, sir.
All right, cool. But here we go anyway. It takes 1 ounce of Ciroc vodka, 1 ounce of pineapple juice, 0.5 ounces of black raspberry liqueur. All right, how to mix this drink? You need a martini glass to mix this drink. But being that it's Super Bowl season, you know, y'all can add it with the cups and everything like that. full shaker with ice, add ingredients, shake and strain into a martini glass. If you don't have a martini glass, you can use a red cup. And like I said, from Drinks on Russ and Beast Stew Radio, please drink responsibly, all right? I'm going to throw up drink number two, all right? Drink number two is a Ciroc white grape martini. Once again, you're using Ciroc vodka. The Ciroc vodka you're going to be using is in the blue bottle, all right? You understand what I'm saying? Because, you know, some people are going to be inviting you over to their house. They got the food and everything, but they ain't going to have no liquor. They ain't going to have none of the cheap neither, but, hey, y'all got to work that out. You understand what I'm saying, Stu? But heavy ingredients right here, and I made this right here for four servings. I made it for four servings, and I'll break it down to you. And here it is. It takes 6 ounces of Ciroc vodka. It takes 3 ounces of sparkling grape juice. How to mix. They said you need a champagne float for this, and which is a champagne glass. Add Ciroc vodka and sparkling grape juice. Shake with ice and strain into a champagne glass. Rim with grape sugar. Garnish with a frozen grape from Drinks on Russ and Beast Stew Radio. Please drink responsibly. All right? So I got something to tell you off the air that's going to make you laugh, too, but just wait a minute. All right, the last drink up for the night. Shout out to my young lady, Big Tip. Congratulations on graduating from bartender school. You know, I got nothing but love for you. Anytime you want to come on the show, you can come on the show. You understand what I'm saying? The last drink up for the night is a honeybee. All right? This honeybee, once again, is served with Ciroc vodka. The ingredient is, it's for four servings. Ingredient is 5 ounces of Ciroc vodka, 6 ounces of lemon, 2 ounces of honey syrup, equal parts of honey and water, 1 ounce of water, all right, 1 ounce of Amadura liqueur, all right, and how to mix it. It takes a martini glass, but once again, you know, we're doing the cup thing because we at the party, we at the Super Bowl, we're chilling with the buffalo wings and all the finger food. Shout out to everybody that's going to be cooking. In an ice full shaker, combine all the ingredients, shake viciously, strain into a well-chilled martini glass, garnished with a lime twist or a will. And if you need to see the ingredients of all these drinks that I gave out tonight, I threw them up on my page up on Facebook. Russ Heyward, Russ, R-U-S-S, Heyward, H-E-Y-W-A-R-D. Become my Facebook friend. We can all interact and have some fun and everything like that. I'm also up on Instagram, all right? I'm up on Instagram, Russ Heyward, once again. I'm also up on Twitter, but up on Twitter, I'm up on there on Drinks on Russ. But let's take it back. I'm on Instagram, too, on Drinks on Russ, but, you know, I got so many friends that, you know, these pages about to start getting shut down. Like, my Russ Heyward page, I'm up to, like, 4,100 friends, and it stops at 5,000. So my next page on Facebook is going to be Drinks on Russ. That's the next page that I'm going to start building up. You understand what I'm saying, Stu?
No doubt.
Shout out to all the promoters that know me. I love y'all for showing love for all the parties, like the Octagon, Stage 48, Dave Shu, all the DJs, my man. Oh, Stu. We got to have my man Boogie Black up here because, you know, I done ran into my man Boogie Black so many times that I done got Boogie Black number and everything like that. But don't worry about it, Boogie. You know, we from Harlem. Harlem guys always show Harlem guys love. And you're going to be up here. Sure. And, Stu, you can just take it from there. I don't know who I forgot, but whoever I forgot, love is love, and I love y'all all, all right? There you go,
Stu. Well, I just want to say, follow us at Beef Stew Radio. Follow me, Russ, and K. Nicole at Beef Stew Radio. Hit us at on Twitter. Hit us on Instagram at BeatStew Radio. You can follow us up. You will be seeing me and Russ live on BeatStew Radio TV on Ustream TV. We're going to start doing a lot of concerts, a lot of live events. And we're going to do, you know, so we're going to be having that, showing y'all that's coming up in the new year. We're going to be doing the BeatStew Radio mixtapes, you know, was playing some of the hottest cats that was on the show on the mixtape hosted by me and Russ. And Drinks on Russ Productions and different things like that.
One more thing I wanted to ask you, Stu. We're in the midst of hooking it up right now where we might be streaming that party live or something like that. And I'm in the mix of doing that and everything. But shout out to everybody. I mean, like, yo, Stu, man, I mean, like, there's so many people that be contacting us, man. And be showing us love, man. You know, like, some Starbucks, wow. I mean, like, there's so many people that be showing us love, man, that, yo, I just don't have a list of people that be showing love. But I mean, like, thanks to everybody. Even shout out to my man, LL, B. Word.
No doubt. No doubt. No doubt. You know, we definitely got to give a big shout out to the record labels that's been supporting G-Unit, Gorillaz, Black Wall Street. Definitely give a shout out to Kanye West label, Good Music. Give a shout out to Ja Miss, Kanye West artist. You know what I'm saying? Definitely helped me out with the Sisters on the Grind mixtape. That definitely blew us up. One of my first mixtapes that broke north. That every time I get interviewed someplace, the first thing they mention to me is like, yeah, I remember you did the Sisters on the Grind with Ja Miss. Big shout out to Ja Miss out in Chicago. Definitely did some things with Kanye West. Yeah, man, things are just going good, man. I'm just feeling really good, man, about everything we're doing. Like I said, we got the new mixtape coming out for East Side Story Part 2. I'm definitely looking for music, you know. I'm not one of those dudes that I just charge dudes to be on my mixtape.
What's going on with that East Side movie, man? What's going on with
it's
that, man?
It's coming soon, man. It's
an
editing process right now.
What's going on with
it's
that, man?
It's actually the editing process right now. It's really in the editing process right now. It's really close to being done. You know, movies take 2 or 3 years. East Side Story has been working on.
I'm hearing people telling me that, yo, Russ, man, you got a part in it. You looking all good,
yeah,
and everything
Russ,
in it. But I ain't even see it yet, man, because, you know, like, when y'all showed it, I was out of town when y'all showed it. And you knew
now,
I was going out of town because you booked the thing for me.
Well, you can see it in the video, man. You can go to YouTube. You can look at the first mixtape. That's a classic East Harlem mixtape. All the websites. AllHipHop.com. Everybody gave us a little hip hop is a classic. The certified bronze on .pimp.com. East Side Story mixtape. You can definitely see the video on there, and we definitely got more money and doing that joint. And this one's for you is the mixtape, and that's definitely a hot joint. You probably can do that. I got to show you because I got clips of the movie in this one for you, and that's one of the mixtapes that we're doing real big things with. That was one of our biggest videos, doing real big things with us. So yeah, things are seeming good, man.
Yeah,
things are seeming real
good. 2014 and everything, definitely looking good. But
yeah,
what's going on, still? You gonna give me some
Other than that, man, I can't really call it, man. I'm just in the game, we just in the game trying to make things rock. Like I said, tune in tomorrow night. You will be listening to Miss Nikki. We about ready to tune out with her song. She's definitely going to be in the building. She got her new song, Female MC, which features Mia X and Shawana. Y'all know those two artists right there. Y'all definitely know them. Mia X, y'all know. Y'all remember her from being on Master P's, a lot of Master P's songs, Make It Say, and that whole movement right there. So, and Shawna, you know, we know her for being, like I said, I remember she was down with the henchmen or something like that.
Word. Tomorrow, K. Nicole will be in the house.
Yeah,
K.
she will
Nicole,
definitely be in the house.
Damn! K. Nicole will be in the house tomorrow, bitch.
And Saturday, all the way from Mexico, New Mexico, will be DJ Blunt, will be in the house. Definitely doing mad things, all English and Spanish, real big, blowing up real big internationally. Mixtapes like crazy, everything.
Saturday, I'm going to bring my little taco shoes and my little Mexican hat, and we just gonna get it on Saturday afternoon, yeah. Right? We gonna get it on. We gonna do some. We gonna do some of that in here Saturday afternoon, right?
Yeah, because, you know, it's for all the people who got to work on Saturdays, and they need that show, that music, that keep them pumping and get through the day of work. You can tune in to us at noon, and we'll carry you through the rest of the day. Because a lot of people that work on Saturdays get off early, especially if they go in early and they work 6 days a week.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Unless they're working for a real sucker boss, you know? But a lot of people on Saturdays, you know, if they go in early, they get off early. Unless they go in late, you know, then they get off late. But, you know, that's how we're going to do it, man. So right now, man, we definitely want to say good night to everybody. We want to thank Certified, the guest, doing his thing, making real noise on the airwaves. He's definitely blowing up. You can check him out all over the place. Like you say, the boys say he's traveling a lot on tour. You probably catch him out here. We definitely going to try to get him out here to our show that we let me get me to bring up. We're going to have a nice show with a lot of artists that you hear on this show. We'll definitely be at the show. So we definitely going to blow that up. You got anything to say before we get into this hot joint?
Yeah, I got three things to say. Happy birthday to my little girl, Peyton. She just now turned 2 years old. Happy birthday to her. Coming up a nice big birthday to Victor Barber, right? And my man, Dre Roo from Freedom Mind Entertainment. That's it. Good night. Love all y'all for showing the love. Harlem in the house. What's up?
And once again, make sure y'all go check out my peoples at legendmixtapes.com. Legendmixtapes.com. They definitely on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? And you definitely can go over there, and they got some, you know, they got a lot of joints. You new artists, you definitely need the social media. Go over there, network, see what's up. And if you just somebody that likes music and you want to listen to other cats' mixtapes, definitely go to Legend L Mixtapes. Let me make it sure, because on Facebook, it's Legend, it's spelled L-E-G-N-D-L, then space, then Mixtapes. And you can go to their page and definitely like their page and definitely show them love. They definitely got a lot of support. They're doing big things over there. So big shout out to Legend L Mixtapes.
One thing I wanted to say, Stu, I'm sorry to cut you off. All y'all rappers and everything and artists that be sending me y'all music, y'all be sending it to me on Facebook. I can't get it off of there. And it's my fault for not saying this, but I have a Drinks on Russ page on SoundCloud. Send it to my SoundCloud. Once y'all become my Facebook friend, y'all will see that I'm up on SoundCloud, that bio. I'm up on a bunch of other different things that I'm up on. That's Drinks on Russ. Send it there, and I have no problem playing it and doing what I have to do for y'all, all right? Please.
No doubt. No doubt. This is how we do it. No doubt we do it real big on Beast Through Radio. Once again, we want to say good night to everybody who tuned in, who everybody was rocking on and logging on to the show. Make sure to download the show if you like it. Feel free. You know what I mean? Definitely, because you know we rock hard like mixtapes and all that. So make sure as we do what we do, we're going to get into...
Here I come.
We're going to do this to... we're going to throw this one out to Miss Nikki. She'll be in the house tomorrow night with Nick K. Nicole. This one is female MC. We want to say good night to everybody. Beach Dude Radio is how we do it. Yeah.
Good night. Drinks on Rock. Word.
We just snaps on the radio, cash on the table. Natural hustle, herbs is the label. Beat me up, be young, be like me before. I'm the girl from your boyfriend needs to know. We just snaps on the radio,
this the remix.
Cash on the table. Natural hustle,
wanna thank my girl hopping on the track.
Beat me up, be young, be like me before. I'm the girl from your boyfriend needs to know.
My presentation is premeditated.
Perfect one.
Another smash on the radio.
Hustle her.
Get the cash and away we go.
Purple
don't mess with her, that's just the way it go. That 1980 baby flow.
Shake your hand.
My baby, this here real life. Mama, me and Shauna's been here to kill Mike. It's been my honor and privilege to pay homage. Rise out here, be thinking it's fitting, I'm gonna vomit. Hustle hers this year, pump the world. Don't ask me for shizzle, let's make that clear. I'm not popping and no popping till my clip's empty, simply. I'm gonna pull up in the Chevy ride high, don't envy.
We just
beat it up. Banana clip lyrics skeet up. From my hips shoot my heat up. So when I spit it, just be the coolest what you gon' hear. Really shoot ever spoke. Bars of raw broke down. The purest ever broke, which means I'm pure dope. Rap royalty, street certified, respected worldwide. I always go hard, I do it for my broad. Shout out to all the MCs that's on they grind, y'all. Better get that money, better flip it, hun. And put some stacks to the side to count for years to come. Don't be a dumb, dumb waiting on a man to come. That's how you play yourself, you better save yourself.
From your boyfriend needs an hour.
We just smash on the radio, cash on the table.
Natural born hustle, hers is the label.
He's seen me up, he doesn't seem like me before.
Hey, yo. I'm the girl from your boyfriend needs an hour.
I'm the girl that the whole game needs to know. Drink like about a liter, got trees to
got
blow.
Trees to
when
blow.
You see me in the coupe looking three below.
Three
cause
below.
I'm colder than them other chicks, see for show.
For
got a
show.
Swag off the meter and my cash is long. Couple grand at Celine just to bag my arm. See I'm nothing like them other chicks, I'm on that other ish. I'm in my other whip, get off my mother ship. I get that butter whip, I make that butter whip. I get that butter quick and make that butter flip. And you can't see me now.
Yeah.
I'm in that G5, but when I touch down, meet me in the VI.
Cash on the radio, cash on the table. Natural born hustle, hers is the label. Beat me up, he doesn't be like me before. I'm the girl from your boyfriend needs to know.
We just smash on the radio, cash on the table.
Natural born hustle, hers is the label. Beat me up, he doesn't be like me before. I'm the girl from your boyfriend needs to know.
Beat Suit Radio.